Welcome to this workshop on the work of Dumézil and in relationship to Jungian studies of the collective unconscious, which I, as you many of you know, call structural psychoanalysis. And first of all, let me just say how much I appreciate your coming today, because I wondered if this thing would make so that we could do it, because this is shall we say, rather advanced work in Jungian theory formulation and attempting to carry Jung's work forward. And so I'm deeply indebted to each of you for taking your time this weekend to come out and think with me about these matters. The stuff we'll be covering is complicated, but I, as I said to Bob Geppert a while ago, it's an extremely rich thicket. But I hope that we can take a machete and carve our path through some of this stuff, so that you can see why I believe that it's important to have Jungians who are trying to develop Jungian thought look at the particular materials that we'll be looking at together and think about. The relevance of many, many studies that have already been done for Jungians who really take the collective unconscious seriously. So I'm really indebted to you, and I really appreciate your taking the time to think with me on this today and tomorrow. And I do want to emphasize that I want to call upon you to, after you kind of get oriented, to help me think about the wider implications of this material, and some of the questions that need to be, I want you to help me think about the questions that need to be asked after you get oriented to this, and I want you to be brainstorming overnight especially, and thinking about if Dumézil's work has any merit, then you know, what implications does this have for the development of a scientific Jungian psychoanalysis? And then what implications does that have for personal psychology and the struggle for integration of the self? What implications does it have for social psychology, political psychology, and so on? I personally think the implications are enormous. And I'm very excited about this. Actually, you know, because you've signed up to do this, I get to do what I really, you know, would love to spend a lot more time doing. That is to really think on the cutting edge of my thought. A lot of people don't realize it, but professors and analysts, in the daily course of their work, don't really have very much time to focus on the cutting edge of their thought. And so you're giving me that chance to work with you around that this weekend, and I really appreciate it. This morning, I want to context the kinds of issues that have to be on the table if we are to get a sense for what our task is in reflecting on these things. And that is to talk about, in the first part, the central importance of the concept of the collective unconscious if one is to really carry forward Jung's project. Now, that should be obvious, but these days it is not. Because there are a lot of folks that are radically de-emphasizing the objective psyche and the collective unconscious. And I want to underscore how I think that's extremely damaging to Jungian psychology, and why it's important for us to really take serious research into what is the collective unconscious, the objective psyche. And then before lunch, I want to review some previous approaches to myth and psyche that have been influenced by a Jungian point of view, to give you a better context. We want to appreciate the work of Jung, Campbell, Iliadi, and Jean Bolin. We want to appreciate them. It's very important in any attempt to interpret theories that you first appreciate their contribution. But before lunch, I want to say what some of the limitations in each of these approaches. And that will prepare us for looking at an introductory, what I like to call an intellectual reconnaissance of Dumézil's work, because I can say to you today that this is not a finished product. We're only beginning looking at this from a Jungian point of view. I want to invite you and those listening on the audio tapes of this workshop to begin working together in this rich field of inquiry. So anyway, after lunch we will look at an introduction to Dumézil's work, the so-called New Comparative Mythology. We'll look at those handouts. And I will suggest to you some ways in which this body of literature, in some ways, offers a substantial movement forward in studies of the structure of mythology. And then, as you will see this morning, if you're Jungian, if you start understanding the structure of mythology, then you feel that that is about the structure of the psyche. So before the end of the day, we will look at some of the key assumptions of Dumézil, and then we will look at some of the issues we want to raise, that I want to raise from the point of view of my own structural psychoanalysis. We'll do that tomorrow, and then we'll move into the issue of the war of the functions. Primary concept of Dumézil and his followers, the war of the functions, the war of the foundations. Now you may, those of you that know my work may think that that came out of my work. I came to an idea of the war of the functions before I knew anything about Dumézil's work. And it is absolutely astounding to me to find another scholar who has a primary concept grounded in the war of the functions. So in terms of our work together and what you may benefit from this for this weekend personally, not just intellectually, I would have a goal of your thinking deeply about the war of the functions that we'll be talking about, and how the war of the functions may be acting itself out on the stage of your life. And Dumézil believes that the war of the functions acts itself out throughout whole cultures, whole eras. And what I want to do with you is to bridge his understanding of the war of the functions to my understanding of the war of the functions, and then think together about what this idea of the war of the functions means to us personally, socially, politically, ethically, and so on. So if you get a deeper understanding of the war of the functions in Dumézil and in my work and how they interact, we will have had a worthwhile time together.